The AccuWeather forecast, clouds will be on the increase. We will have a high today near 35. Racine police are investigating what was reported this morning as a possible child enticement in the vicinity of Prospect Street and Blake Avenue on the city's north side. Initial information says that a black male tried to verbally get a girl to enter his red vehicle, which failed, and he then drove off, last seen westbound on Prospect. Racine County Judge Eugene Gascikevich has ruled that 46-year-old Lee Lucas is competent to stand trial for allegedly calling in a phony bomb threat to the courthouse last fall. A competency evaluation had been ordered back in January. Lucas, accused of making that threat, which closed the multi-story building for hours from a payphone outside a Westside business. He's facing charges as a repeat offender. He'll be back in court March 28th. Preliminary data shows 47 people died in Wisconsin traffic crashes last month. That compares to 25 in February of last year. The deadliest February on record, 1968, with 73 fatalities. The DOT says the first 2 months of this year, there were 79 traffic-related deaths in Wisconsin. That compares to 60 over the same two-month period last year. Obvious differences between the candidates for Kenosha mayor showing up more than once last night in a 45-minute debate at Gateway Public Radio. There were lots of accusations, interruptions, and moderator reminders to stay on topic. Alderman Bob Johnson continuing his attacks against John Antaramian, accusing the former mayor of unnecessary spending when he was in office.
We didn't need a second museum, a third museum, or a fourth museum, but he bought that, didn't he? Now he wants to buy additional buses. Why aren't we asking the folks who are out at the business parks to pay for the transportation? Why are we asking the city of Kenosha taxpayers to pay for all of these things? If the businesses need our people to work, the city of Kenosha residents to work, then they ought to pay wages where they can buy cars.
The latter comment in response to Antaramian's proposal for using federal streetcar expansion money to fund overnight bus service to local industries. That is no longer on the table. Now that grant may have to go back to Washington. As for Antaramian, he says he's proud of his record in office and he wants to do more.
I am proud of what I have done over my 16 years. I have no qualms at all. My opponent doesn't like what I did, okay. But what we did was we turned the city around. We took a community that was in deep trouble and we made it better.
Last night's mayoral debate highlighting a gathering that was followed up by the candidates for Kenosha City Council and then the county board. Well, whether you've been thinking about going to Canada in reference to the presidential election or just out of the country on business or pleasure, today's society does require a passport. Two Racine area post offices will help you get one tomorrow. It's being called Passport Day from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon at the Racine Post Office on Perry Avenue and in Caledonia at the 4 Mile Road Office west of Douglas Avenue. You can walk in, fill out the paperwork, pay the fees, and get a passport. Postmaster Edward Palladino says this will help anybody who can't get it done during the week. Just bring along a birth certificate and a photo ID. Struggling Colorado-based retailer Sports Authority filed for bankruptcy protection from creditors this week and will be closing 143 of its 463 stores nationwide, but all four in the Metro Milwaukee area will remain open. Those Sports Authority stores are in Greenfield, across from Southridge, in Brookfield, Delafield, and at Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. Veteran Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Wilk died this week at the age of 76, complications from flu and pneumonia. He passed away at Aurora St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee. Judge Wilk had served the last two decades on the bench, was still hearing cases up until last week. He was a Kenosha native, a 1957 Bradford High School graduate, the same year, 1964, that he earned his law degree from Michigan. Wilk returned to Kenosha and opened a law practice. Then after two decades on the bench, he had the honor almost 2 years ago of administering the oath of office to his son, David, who now presides over Branch 5 in Kenosha. An Illinois man facing drug charges in Kenosha County, he got arrested this week in the parking lot of the Woodmans at I-94 and Highway 50. Members of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, along with the Sheriff's Department's patrol and some canine deputies, arrested 31-year-old Lionel Reyes for transporting more than 80 ounces of high-grade marijuana, the estimated value just over $28,000. Crime Stoppers of Waukesha County, the City Police Department, and the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department today honored three individuals for helping in the arrest of a man who robbed a couple of banks last year. Police Chief Russell Jack joined for that ceremony by Sheriff Eric Severson and Waukesha County DA Susan Opper. An estate appeals court says the estate of a Grant County man who died in 2012 after an ambulance taking him to the hospital crashed, he cannot sue the company. Clarence Colas suffered a heart attack. Hazel Green Rescue Squad members loaded him into their rig, took off. The ambulance later crashed. Colas was thrown into a ditch and pronounced dead at a hospital. His estate filed a wrongful death lawsuit in 2014. A judge ruled last year it did not give notice of the claim. The estate said the notice wasn't needed because the rescue squad is not a government operation. The 4th District Court of Appeals disagreed. Firefighters and equipment from the Kenosha County Departments of Bristol, Salem, and Trevor requested this morning on a mutual aid call to Antioch, Illinois, at a house fire. The initial call for help coming in at about 1:40 a.m. Within about 30 minutes, Antioch made it a full MABUS request. That's a mutual aid box alarm system. That launches an approved criteria for additional responders, expanding as far as necessary. Antioch Fire Department Facebook postings listing a home being destroyed. Pictures show obvious damage, but it says no injuries were reported. Hunters in Wisconsin will no longer be required to wear back tags. The governor's signing a bill this week to end that requirement. Jeff Noss with Wisconsin Force, a firearms advocacy group, says current registration technology has made that rule obsolete.
The only thing that anybody has said that was in support of keeping them is for trespassing. And as a general rule, when somebody's trespassing, when you call local sheriff's department, there's usually a vehicle involved where license plates is where they generally track people down from, not the back tag.
The bill passed the legislature by wide margins in both the Senate and Assembly. Governor Walker's plan to give college students a bit of a financial break moving ahead at the state capitol. A Senate panel approves the plan that would end the state's cap on student loan interest deductions, create emergency grants for students, and require schools to have talks with students about debt. Democratic lawmakers, though, say it doesn't go far enough, so they voted against it. 18 reported deaths and 40 people sick in southern Wisconsin. Somehow it's related to a bacterial infection. Meanwhile, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says hospital-acquired superbugs are killing 75,000 Americans a year. Infectious disease expert Dr. Clifford McDonald says patients can pick these things up through surgery, through the use of catheters, or in just more mundane ways. Says doctors and nurses need to do much more to prevent the transmission of these hospital-acquired infections, but patients also need to be wary.
Patients, meanwhile, should be aware of these issues and not be pressing their physicians or nurses to get antibiotics when they don't need them or they're being told that they don't need them. They also should practice good hand hygiene.
Meanwhile, the State Health Department confirms at least one of the total 44 cases in southern Wisconsin came from Racine County. No word, though, if it was one of the 18 deaths statewide. Roundy's is positioned for a lot of the improvements that Cincinnati-based Kroger made in recent years. That according to Rodney McMullen, the chief executive officer of Kroger, which of course announced a merger last year. McMullen telling analysts and investors, including the Milwaukee Business Journal, on a conference call, "When you look at Wisconsin, it really reminds me of where Kroger was several years ago," a reference to the 117 Roundy stores in Wisconsin that go under the Pick and Save, Cops, and Metro Market names. He added, "It's really embarking on the same journey that we have been on over the past several years," McMullen expecting to bring the purchasing power of Kroger and $110 billion in annual sales to Roundy's operations. Retail giant Costco, meanwhile, which opened up a new store in Kenosha last year, raising its entry-level wage for the first time in 9 years.
Entry-level workers will now either be paid between $13 and $13.50 an hour starting this month. That's up by at least $1 an hour from the previous starting wages. The company's CFO says it was an important thing to do given the physical demands of entry-level work. Costco's highest-paid employees make $22.50 an hour. Employees at the top of the pay scale will receive a 2.5% raise this year. It takes a full-time Costco employee about 4 years to reach that rate. I'm Mark Chase.
Amazon no longer supporting encryption on its Fire tablets. The online retailer says that feature, which secures devices by scrambling data, really wasn't all that popular with customers. In fact, a spokesperson says only a few are actually using it. Amazon's move, of course, coming to light as Apple's embroiled in a legal battle with the government over demands to unlock an encrypted iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. Amazon is publicly supporting Apple in its iPhone encryption case. And a national coalition of various nonprofits called Youth First has put out a report claiming that prisons like Wisconsin's Lincoln Hill School for Boys and the Copper Lake School for Girls are, quote, relics of the past, unquote, and ought to be closed. All total, 80 facilities targeted in that document. It says the largest institutions cost more to operate than alternatives programs. It separates families, it does little to rehabilitate inmates, and exposes them to potential risks from solitary confinement, pepper spray, and sexual assault by staff or other inmates. The 24th annual Thoughts for Food event will take place in Racine beginning tonight to raise money for the Racine County Food Bank. Bands will play anything from Sinatra to heavy metal, featured at 14 venues in the downtown area tomorrow night, with a single ticket involved and shuttle service available. It all kicks off, though, this evening with an all-ages event at the Eagles Club. Food Bank Executive Director Dan Tyvokoski says it's an important fundraising event every year.
It's our single largest fundraising event, ones that we handle in-house. In the grand scheme of things, it's probably somewhere between 5 and 10% of our total cash budget. We're hoping for closer to 10.
Says some changes last year actually helped to boost attendance. They're hoping that'll continue again this year.
It jumped up a little bit last year. We had a group from Leadership Racine kind of help out, and we changed the way we did a few things as far as advertising and promotion and posters and things like that, and we're hoping that those changes continue to have a positive effect, and we see it continue to climb.
And he says the event comes at a time when traditionally donations are down.
No one wants anyone to be hungry for Thanksgiving or Christmas, so we had a very good holiday season, November, December. January, February, we're not so much on the forefront anymore and kind of drop out of people's minds, but that happens every year, and we expect that, so we plan for that.
Tickets for Thoughts for Food are $15. They're available at all the participating venues. There's all kinds of information available online at thoughtsforfood.org. A winning $1 million Powerball lottery game ticket was sold in Wisconsin way back on September 23rd of last year. Whoever has it either doesn't know it, can't find it, or tossed it. It's a little unusual for a big prize like this to be going unclaimed this long, with just 17 days left from the 180-day window of opportunity. The ticket was purchased at a Quick Trip in Eau Claire, matching the first five numbers of the Powerball game that night, but not the Powerball itself. And in Madison, State Senator Leah Vuchmere being credited with helping to save a woman's life this week. It happened at a committee hearing, the woman getting sick. Vuchmere, who is also a licensed nurse, attended to the woman. Turns out that she had suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm, needed surgery at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals. Doctors say she'll be okay. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.